This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, and Daryl Lease is going to join us shortly from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk a little bit about animal agriculture. We have at the bottom of the hour a fellow by the name of Rich Noyes. He's from the Media Research Center. You see him a lot on some of the cable channels because all they do is watch what the media does, specifically on, you know, covering events and reporting on it. And I love it because it's just real data, and it puts it all together, gives you a good idea. So he'll tell us a little bit about the strategy that's out there right now to use charged words to describe President Trump. So these are the weapons they can deploy. See how that works? Yeah, pretty amazing. Tomorrow on the program, National Teach Egg Day. And we're going to talk a little bit about ag education and what's happening there, which I think is kind of neat. Senator John Hoeven on a number of ag issues as well tomorrow on the program. And a few surprises for you in the 10 o'clock hour. Like, I'm just going to leave, Todd. I'm going to drop the mic. It'll be my drop the mic moment. Tomorrow. Todd's curious now.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering. More on that later. While we wait for Mr. Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, let me chat with... What's going on? My mouse is totally frozen. It does. Can you hear this right here? Totally frozen.
Well, thaw it out.
Yeah, I'll thaw it out. I will thaw it out. Well, weird, because I show Daryl from South Dakota on line one there.
I don't show anybody.
And I see that it froze as he was on for 3 minutes and 51 seconds. So,
and they say time can't stand still.
Nothing works. So,
hit F5 to refresh. Let's go to the Windows for Dummies sequence here.
Exactly right. My phone works, and I see a text from somebody that is downtown Fargo. And Nicole's Pastry, and they have sent me a photo of two vehicles. They have, looks like Nebraska plates on them. And the, it's Americans for Prosperity. They have two vehicles cruising around. They have a telephone number on here, and they say, tell Senator Heidi Heitkamp to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. UniteForKavanaugh.com. You can't miss it. You got a big picture of him and a green wrap around this thing. And this one here says the same thing, but a different number. How does that work now? Suppose they're doing a deal where they give them credit for, you know, hey, this car got more than that car. So the other car, 232-8030 is the number you call. And they evidently hook you right up to tell Senator Heitkamp to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Where's she been anyway? I'd like to know. You know, Todd?
No idea.
On that
if
question,
I had all the answers, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Specifically on that question, where has she been? I don't know. Somebody said who won the parade poll. It was a landslide. Kramer voters, Kevin Kramer's voters. They won big. We forgot to give him a bad time about his athletic prowess on the parade route, Todd. Because did you see that? Could you see that from behind the? You know, you were behind the Mandan band, and we were in front of the Mandan band, the high school band. But it was just. It was like zoom down this side, back on this side, over here, just, you know, Energizer Bunny. Couldn't even keep up. Pretty amazing. All right. Have we got to Daryl Lisa on the phone yet?
Daryl just texted me. Are we calling him?
Yes, we're supposed to. I believe we're supposed to be. On the updated little sheet there.
We're all waiting for everybody else to do everything.
Yeah, exactly right. Somebody else do this.
Left hand meet right hand.
Daryl, do you... Not Daryl. Daniel, do you see those numbers there?
Daniel, my brother. Don't make me sing in the show. We're really desperate now.
There's a few telephone numbers. All of them are the same number. From Todd to you for Daryl Lease. If you'd give him a call right now, that'd be really swell. Okay, very good, very good. Daniel's on it. Dan, to be fair, we added this this morning, but I think we had a new show sheet out. I think we did. But
that's where I got it from. So
yeah, exactly. You got the numbers right there. What does somebody else want to know? What about Washington D.C.? Washington D.C. I assume you're talking about the trip we're taking coming up. Looking forward to that very much. I should go look to give you the exact numbers, but it's almost full. In fact, the Bismarck flights are taken. There are a handful of flights left in Fargo. So there were folks on a waiting list. They were calling to see, do you want to take the Fargo flight? So if you want to go, you really got to do it now. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Just send an email or a text, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 and say D.C. Or in the email, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. You just say D.C. We'll get you the info. But it will fill out in a matter of days. And then we'll be talking about Norway with the great Kirill Juven, Juven Tours. He is right now putting the finishing touches on what will be an incredible trip. We're really looking forward to coming up on June 14th through 29th. Daryl Lease is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful there, Scott. How is everything going your way?
Going well, thank you very much. Yep. I was in Spiritwood yesterday and took a tour of the Dakota Spirit Ethanol Plant. And a lot of the conversation from legislators, from farmers, sometimes legislator farmers, was about animal agriculture. And, the overwhelming consensus is we have to do something. We have to do something. We are losing economic opportunities. We are losing opportunities for our farmers for, obviously more places for their crops. And I know you've been right in the middle of this for a long time, done a little bit with the legislature, so I thought I would just call and get a little bit of an update on how this effort is coming along.
Yeah, Scott, NDFB has been in the trenches, so to speak, to promote the expansion of all livestock production in North Dakota. Whether it be from more cow-calf to the feedlots for those calves to pig farms, poultry farms, dairy farms. And it doesn't matter the size and scale. We want all of them to be successful. We need all of them here. And those that grow, especially corn and soybeans and those feed crops, we need them here for the price support of those crops. Because right now, we do not create enough demand in North Dakota to utilize what we grow here. Therefore, we get a negative basis number. We get a less of an amount than they do, say, in southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, where they pay more than what the board price is that you see out there for corn and soybeans because of the demand that's created by animal agriculture.
What is... the biggest roadblock? Is it the corporate farming law? Is it, an active effort against it by the extreme environmental community? What's holding us back?
All the above, Scott. I think it's a combination of the capital that's needed. It's a highly capital intensive part of the ag industry, animal agriculture is. So the ability to be able to get some of that capital, whether you want to use, limited liabilities or a full-blown corporate financial structure. Everyone has to understand, it's still people involved. It's still families involved. They're just using a different financial structure, different financial tool. That's all a corporation is. And then we talked about the extreme environmentalists. We've got the NIMBYs, the not-in-my-backyarders. And sadly enough, Scott, we've got folks within agriculture even that are trying to put up roadblocks to the expansion of livestock. And in one hand, you'll see commercials out there right now complaining about the prices and how tariffs are hurting us. Where are those same folks complaining about the other restrictive laws and the other restrictive activist groups out there that are causing a 60-cent to $1 discount that we get because we don't have enough demand right here in North Dakota?
Chat with Daryl Lee from the North Dakota Farm Bureau about the growing quest by savvy, obviously, farmers and ranchers that say, hey, we need more of this. And it'll be a good thing, as you say, a ripple effect, basis, price, so many other things. Pretty extraordinary. More of this conversation when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about what we collectively can do. I mean, how do we roll up our sleeves, help this Farm Bureau, who's been in this battle for a long time, and others as well, to actually get something done. More after this on What's
You're
On Your
listening
Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of Hot Spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of Hot Spring Limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all, and it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But, yeah, it's the Limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also will do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too.
This life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true. One customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Texter says, I cannot believe Congressman Kevin Cramer agreed to a debate that is sponsored and moderated by two institutions that are Democrat to their core, Newspaper Association, NPR, and Judy Woodruff. It's a Cramer ambush in the making. First of all, you have to on the Newspaper Association. I agree with you. Vast majority of those folks are lefties.
But, you know, you can't not go there. Otherwise, you tick them off and they write things that are even worse, right? The other one on NPR, it wasn't NPR. It was Prairie Public. They invited Congressman Kramer and Senator Heitkamp to the debate. And then they did a little switcheroo on who the moderator was. Judy Woodruff decided she wanted to come in and make it national. And they didn't even ask and say, hey, do you want to do this or not? But folks, welcome to being a Republican. These are the kind of games they play, right? When you're a Republican and you're trying to nominate a judge to the Supreme Court, the hearing isn't the hearing, right? First, you got a bunch of activists, you know, that shouldn't even be U.S. senators. They're just activists is what they are. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein. And Dianne Feinstein's an activist for the pro-abortion crowd. Okay? And they try everything to stop the hearing from going on. It goes on. Finally. Gets to the end. We're supposed to vote tomorrow. Oh, this little allegation from someone who says this happened, but no one else corroborates it, and she can't remember the date or the place. Whatever. And by the way, if you believe the worst and everything she said is accurate, it's not something that would prevent this man from being on the Supreme Court 36 years after this happened when he was 17 years old. It wasn't rape. That's what happens. That's what happens. We'll see what goes there. All right, more with Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau in a moment. First, our friend CJ is here from DAC Diesel. If you have a diesel engine in anything and need it repaired, your next call should be CJ at DAC Diesel. Question for you, CJ, beyond the obvious repair that, hey, it doesn't work and I need it to get running again, you're doing a lot of performance stuff, too, where you're making them run for the long term and more efficiently, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of cool that you asked me about that because I was going to actually mention that today. You know, it's one of these things, you know, whether you got a truck, whether you got a combine, whether you got a pickup, you know, if you need a little more performance out of it, you know, definitely give me a call. You know, right now with the harvest season going on, these guys, you know, they got their big combines. They got, you know, big headers these days. You know, they're running 40-footers, 45-footers. And, you know, with the kind of rain that was here this year, the crop is good. You know, so everybody needs that little extra performance. But what's so nice about it is with the little extra performance, you know, especially on your combines, not only are you going to be able to go through the crop a little bit faster, so you'll get done faster. So, you know, whether you're dealing with, you know, time crunches because of weather or whatever, you know, you can get it done faster, but you're also going to gain anywhere from 3 to 4 gallons an hour in fuel economy. You know, so that's huge, you know, for these farmers. So you're going to save money, you know, and if you got corn out there, you could potentially pay for what, you know, your little bit of performance upgrade. You could pay for it before the end of the year is even up just in fuel economy savings.
He gave you about a half a dozen reasons to call 701-258-5011 right now and get something scheduled for an upgrade and an improvement, repair and maintenance of your diesel vehicle. Find out more at DACDiesel.com or just give CJ a call, 701-258-5011. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Daryl Lease is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Somebody asked me to ask you about a project that was planned for down by Wahpeton, and because of delays, ended up going over into Minnesota. What do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, there's been which one is what I want to ask. We've had several of them that have been planned in North Dakota, whether it be dairy farms, pig farms, and the such that have been planned here, running the roadblocks, and they go back into Minnesota, or some have even went into South Dakota. And that's pretty concerning. I mean, there's not just one single one out there, Scott. There is multiples that have done that because of some of the restrictions we have in North Dakota and some of the attitude that we have in North Dakota that has to change. And it's we seem to be the hotbed right now for the extreme environmentalists and the animal rights folks getting involved in trying to tell us what we can and can't do with our property here in North Dakota. And so it's as much of a private property rights issue as it is an issue of needing the ability to expand. They want to tell us what we can do on our own property, and that's very troubling. You know, I've been on your show several times talking about private property rights, all the way from energy issues to ag issues, and it shares the same common theme. You get these activists in here, and you get people that, you know, want to tell you what you can and can't do on your property, and that's what chases a lot of these things away, is because of some of these frivolous lawsuits that are out there that get filed and delay these things. And in the case of the buffalo pig farm that was proposed over by Buffalo, North Dakota, right now we've got one that's in the works up in Ramsey County. Two young gentlemen that are trying to, you know, let's put it this way, they're trying to lower the average age of the farmer out there, because they're in their early to mid-20s, trying to be able to make it so they can be involved in agriculture. And we've got people telling them, no, you can't do that there. You can't do that, and we're going to file lawsuits. We're going to keep you in court so long. We're going to cost you so much money that you can't possibly feasibly do it.
And nothing more chilling than that statement. What can we do? What can we do with this audience, with the, you know, folks on this program? Because it seems to me we need a breakthrough. We need to, you know, if these projects are being proposed, that's big investment, but then they go elsewhere. You know, we're losing out on that. There's an urgency here. What can we do?
Well, first off, I think, Scott, the thing is we need to keep reminding all of your listeners out there, as you've said, you've got the smartest, most intelligent listeners in the region, and I believe that. I fully believe that based on times that I've had the opportunity to sit in there and take calls, and then I get messages myself for days after that. Here's what we need from your listeners, Scott. We need them to advocate for the ability to grow our food right here in North Dakota. This is the message we need to put out there. Do people want this grown here in North Dakota? Do they want it grown in Billings County in the west, or Bottineau County in the north central, or Emmons County in the south central, or Cass County in the east, or Pembina County in the northeast? It doesn't matter where you're at. Do we want it grown here in North Dakota, in the United States, or do we want to push all this overseas and depend on places like China to send us our food that, if everyone recalls, in the last 5 or 6 years was responsible for killing a bunch of pets with the pet food they sent over here? Is that what we want? Do we want our food growing here or somewhere else? That message needs to be put out there. That's the number one thing that your listeners can help us do. Put that message out there. We want our food growing right here in North Dakota.
Start working on it, folks, with legislators, with county commissioners, with city commissioners, all of the above. Daryl Leeson, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Thank you, sir.
Utah.
Thank you.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota soybean and dry bean fields, reducing yields. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. Yields can be reduced by 10 to 20% before symptoms of SCN can be observed. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again this year free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for testing. Contact your local NDSU Extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So, you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Of North Dakota. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand, committed to using talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. And it's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. You can find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. We will be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council 2018 annual meeting next week. If you have never attended one of the Bakken information sessions, I'd really encourage you to take in the Bakken 2.0 education session, 2:30 until 5:30 at the Sanctuary Event Center, downtown Fargo. It's free, doesn't cost you a penny, and it's very good information. It really is. Very good information about, I mean, the experts in the industry are there, so it's great. And then Tuesday, they kick off the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting with Donald Trump Jr., 9 o'clock tomorrow, or 9 o'clock Tuesday, rather, at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Okay, we're back on the program on What's on Your Mind, and chat next with Rich Noyes. Rich is with the Media Research Center. They do some great work on the fake news front. Yeah, they're the ones that are calling out the fake news. We know that, and they've been on the fake news, hunt for a long, long time. And now it's sort of, President Trump, everybody calls it what it is. But we know it's fake news because these guys actually get the facts and dig it out. Rich, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. I saw one of your researchers, I forget who, on Fox News the other day, going through a summary of coverage of President Trump. And words, charged words, used to describe President Trump. Just a pattern of it. And is this increasing? Is that they're like jumping the shark here? Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we've been tracking President Trump's coverage since he was a candidate, and it's been ferociously negative. I mean, the networks, this is the broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, have just tilted it in a way that they haven't done. They've certainly never done it with a Democratic president. They've also never done it this severely with a Republican president that they disagree with. But one of the things we also noticed was just the adjectives they're using. This is they're letting their prejudice show in the word choice. So, the president doesn't say things or respond to things. He's lashing out. He's on a tirade. He's blasting. He's erupting. They're trying to sort of portray a state of mind of this president. Of course, they're not mind readers, so these are not facts that they know. I think sometimes the evidence is pretty obvious. He's mad at things like that anonymous New York Times op-ed. But, you know, a lot of times it's the networks just trying to be mind readers and trying to maybe prejudice the audience about what he thinks. So it's, you know, he's furious, he's fuming, he's outraged, he's venting, he's infuriated. We count up, there's 185 times in this year on the three evening newscasts, they've used words like that. He was described as calm once. He's frustrated or dismayed or annoyed, but he's never, you know, he's less than that, he's happy. He's afraid or worried, but he's not confident. I mean, there's all these sort of push terms that I think are trying to sort of create an environment. And I think over time, this is part of the media trying to sort of build a subconscious reaction amongst sort of people who might be more casual news viewers as to how they should respond to this president. I think that the animosity, Trump supporters think it just bolsters the idea that he must be doing something right to get these people so mad. I think the anti-Trump people left over from Hillary's campaign, they just are being reinforced. But there are some middle ground people who I think might be affected by this.
My favorite was, during the anonymous, New York Times op-ed, and shortly before that, Bob Woodward, was when they really were, they were just, he's seething, he's very, and here's what I really blister at. Why is it that they can say that, and then when there's zero evidence of that, number one, they're surmising that's happening, and then nothing comes of it, they just, all of a sudden go away and do it again in 10 days. I mean, there's no accountability on how wrong these people are in their descriptions, is there?
No, I mean, they're moving from one thing to the next. They're moving from one, massive controversy to the next massive controversy, and I think, yes, you could say the president uses Twitter. He does try to sort of gin up this kind of thing to show what's going on. But the media, they act like all the hysteria is on one side. No, they are having an hysterical reaction. CNN, we didn't study CNN, but CNN has been in a state of hysteria since, Election Day 2016. They've devoted almost all of their programming virtually every single day to trashing President Trump. They are not a full-service news network anymore. They're an anti-Trump talk show that still calls itself CNN. It's preposterous. They even did a segment yesterday. I guess I can't describe it, but they took the most lurid parts of Stormy Daniels' new book and built a news segment about that. And I guess they still have the pride to come to work today after doing that yesterday.
It doesn't surprise me. What do we do about it? I mean, I get horribly frustrated when I see reports from what you guys are doing, or I flip over for a moment and see this happening, because the double standard's unbelievable. You go watch the identical coverage about identical issues over Barack Obama, and they're like fawning over him and have lullaby music in the background. It's just the hypocrisy is unbelievable. But beyond complaining about it and calling it out, how do you fix it? How do you change it?
Well, I think calling it out is probably the best way. I mean, there may be some journalists who can be embarrassed. I think those have already left the profession. But, calling it out, and you got to keep doing it. It's boring to people who are following the story, but it's interesting to people who are just sort of waking up to it. But it helps inoculate the audience. I mean, the audience out there that knows all about fake news, they aren't going to be hoodwinked by this stuff anymore. They're paying attention. They know what's going on. When the media act like this, it reinforces their perceptions of the media. They're not adopting what the media are trying to get them to believe about President Trump or this or that issue or this or that politician. So I think that is the way to do it. If we let this drop and just figured, okay, we've made our point, who knows where people would be in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years of not having this conversation. Let the media have their conversation, but let us have a conversation about the media. And, they'll eventually be preaching only to their own choir. I'm not sure that's healthy for democracy. The better thing would be for the media to actually start serving all people in society, conservatives, liberals, fact-based news. Let the voters, let the viewers make up their minds about how they feel about it. But the media we have today is all about projecting their feelings onto the news, projecting their biases onto the news. Well, the public that doesn't agree with them is turned off by that.
I remember Donald Trump, first presidential press conference, first, you know, opportunity to sort of one-on-one to have people fire questions at him. And, it was nothing short of, you know, a virtuoso performance. It was really incredible, to see what he did. And I remember the time thinking, can he sustain this? Can he keep doing that? Cause they're going to keep throwing it at him. And he's answered that question, nearly 2 years in now. And the answer is that yes, he can sustain it and he continues to do it. Is he finally, for the conservatives, the person to take them out, if you will, to expose the journalistic, you know, DC political world for the fraud that it is, and ultimately remove any credibility so these people effectively are out of business?
Well, I mean, I think he has set them up. He has given them an opportunity. They could have taken the Trump presidency and basically said, look, he says we're biased. We're going to be as unbiased as possible, and we're going to prove that we are a fact-based news media that doesn't, you know, try to inject itself into politics. You know, we'll let the politicians be politicians. We're going to be journalists. Instead, they've overreacted. They've gotten hysterical. They're the ones who are discrediting themselves. They've made his point for him. So I think, you know, it is a combination of Donald Trump provoking them, which I think he does do as an intentional strategy, but them deciding that, you know, they're going to have an emotional, hysterical reaction to that instead of being professionals showing that they're the opposite of what he says about them. Instead, they're proving his point with the way they cover him. And it's day in, it's day out. It's been years in the making. If you look at the polls, you see this massive divide on what Republicans think of the news media and what Democrats think of the news media. And I'm not sure that's healthy for the country, but it means, you know, Republicans hear it and they basically, you know, they're almost disposed to believe the opposite of what ABC, CBS, NBC tell them. Their credibility is probably at all-time lows.
Rich Noyes from the Media Research Center today talking about a new study that specifically looks at the pattern of using charged words to describe President Trump. I guess nothing new, but nonetheless infuriating as well. So, you know, obviously the Media Research Center calls for reforms and exposes this. You see a little bit, not a lot, mostly from the newspaper community, starting to hand-wring a little over the use of anonymous sources, which seems to have grown and grown and grown and, you know, to the point of being, you know, ridiculous. What is your take on you know, whether or not the industry is going to go, you know, okay, we're going to keep fighting this battle, or are we going to try to get our credibility back here and go back to true journalistic standards and have some rules on anonymous sources? Is there anybody in journalism, anybody in the D.C. media saying any of that?
Well, I think there's a few people who were, you know, in journalism, but who were upset at the New York Times op-ed. They thought, you know, as an anonymous source coming forward, you know, it was hard to defend. It was hard to, you know, figure out what was going on. The New York Times was not forthcoming with any real information. You know, this could be a low-level person. I think that has helped put that issue out there again. But, you know, what we've seen in the past is most people in the media, they say they don't like unnamed sources, but then they find them completely irresistible when they like what the source is telling them. And I think the rule of thumb for viewers is when someone won't say who they are, it means they've got some kind of an agenda that they don't want exposed. They've got some sort of an axe to grind. You know, you're hiding the agenda of the person who's making this. And if you knew it, you might interpret that information very differently. So you should always be wary of that. Even if you think that what they're saying is exactly what you want to hear, you should be wary of unnamed sources. I think, you know, what we've seen too much of by, you know, so-called journalists, you know, the journalists who cover journalism like Brian Stelter at CNN and some others, is they keep trying to figure out if journalism is working by the outcome. You know, journalism isn't doing its job if Trump is so popular. That's not the way to do it.
That'll run for office. Keep up the great work, Rich. Appreciate the update.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Safety Council. North Dakota Safety Council has a great lineup of life-saving, and I don't say that lightly, life-saving courses that you can take. If you go to the training tab at ndsc.org, ndsc.org, the training tab, click on that. You'll get a feel for all kinds of them, including one about AEDs. You know what an AED is, right? It restarts a heart. And the whole thing, this electronic thing, is a personal coach for somebody to help guide you through a cardiac emergency. If somebody goes down, you grab that, you save a life. And the North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in CPR training, and
has the experts on staff to help you select the right AED to properly place it, to train your staff, provide consultation on the management of the program. If your facility does not have an AED, reach out to North Dakota Safety Council today. Every year, more than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur outside of a hospital setting. NDSC.org. There's AED selection there. You can actually pick one out. These AEDs. There's replacement pads, batteries, all the accessories. Check it out. NDSC.org. All right. A couple minutes before the top of the hour. One final segment to go today. Woof. Where'd this go? Where'd this day go? Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate National Teach-Ag Day. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us. And we'll have a guest host for the second half of the year. Second half of the hour, rather. And I'm actually attending a little Hatch coaching event. They've got a special VIP, and Eric Hatch does just a fabulous job with these. So if you haven't signed up yet, I'd do it. A bunch of our team is going, so kind of missed the second hour. But we have a college Republican tomorrow on the program, and looking forward to that as well. If I had more time, I'd give you more details. But trust me, a young member of the voting public to hear from, which I don't know about you, but I kind of want to know more about that. So John is here. Let's get John in, and I'm going to try and get a bunch of these texts in because we have a bunch that we didn't get to even earlier for Congressman Kramer. Callers come first. That's what we say. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to comment on your commercials regarding awareness and training regarding restarting heart. About, it'll be 2 years ago, just before Christmas, I lost my 38-year-old son-in-law, and it was a situation where there was actually some equipment there, and then nobody knew what to do and how to. It's just so important. I had 38 years old, five children, and so I just would like to reaffirm that commercial that you run.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet you hear that commercial and say, what if, right? What if, and you're saying that... Was there not an AED there, or was there nobody there that knew how to?
There was nobody there that knew how to use it. There was one there, and it was a sudden cardiac arrest. There was no heart damage; his heart just stopped. But it could have been restarted, but nobody really knew what to do. And by the time they did, it was too late.
Wow. Well, be safe on the road, John. Thanks for sharing the story, and I hope more people hear that and say, you know what, I'm going to learn. I'm going to get one of these in our place. Save a life. What an opportunity. NDSC.org. NDSC.org. Dana and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I wanted to give you my opinion on what's happening in the farm economy and corporate farming. The people have to decide, and I mean every one of you, whether you want your food grown from people that you know you can trust and you know it's not tainted, or do you want corporations to come in and only go for profits and that our good product can be shipped overseas to another country where they don't have the land we have and they can send us back tainted products like lead in the toys and the African swine fever and the stuff that was in the dog food? Because if that's the case, the nation under God will go down because of its own demise. They won't even have to fire a shell. It's too hard to fight when you got to hold your gut and you're puking all day. That's why I say the military should have all their food coming directly from us.
That's very good points, Dana. Very good points. And imagine a day when we don't. It's a national security issue, too. Texter says, I called Senator Heitkamp's office yesterday, asked her to call out and condemn the Democratic members of the Judiciary Committee and to vote for Judge Kavanaugh. So far, nothing from her. Signed, Dan in Dickinson. We had some other texts said the same thing, I think that's smart. Let's just say that. Smart to do that, because she should. They shouldn't be allowed to do this without in the middle of an election like this. Trust me, if it was the other foot, they'd be asking Congressman Kramer, do you agree? Do you agree? You know? So that's absolutely important. Texter says, thank you guys very much. I'm a small-town guy who served our country. We'd love to work for Kramer-Trump team. Loyal supporter from day one. Isn't that nice? Big supporter, Navy vet. Congressman Kramer, Scott, I would like to thank Congressman Kramer's office for helping with paperwork for the VA. Congressman, I have an even bigger idea I'd like to pitch you in person. It involves getting as many eyeballs as possible to see Trump. I've come up with an awesome idea. I'd be honored and grateful for you to carry that torch. God bless our vets. We appreciate you very much. Thanks to Congressman Kevin Kramer, Darrell Lease from the Farm Bureau, as well as our friends from the Media Research Center. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Bye. Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.